Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical. Black Buffalo products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of nicotine or tobacco. If you are an adult age 21 and older and use nicotine or tobacco, I want to tell you about Black Buffalo's award-winning nicotine pouches. What are they made of? Cured edible green leaves, food-grade ingredients, and pharmaceutical-grade nicotine. No tobacco leaf or stem. So if you're 21 and older, consume nicotine or tobacco, and want to join the Black Buffalo herd, head over to blackbuffalo.com to learn more. You can order nicotine pouches online, and they ship directly to most states. Or check out their store locator to purchase pouches at thousands of retail locations around the country. Black Buffalo Tobacco Alternative. Bold flavor, full pouches.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The volume.
Yo, what's up, everybody? Welcome in to a brand new episode of Snaps. What's happening, y'all? Shout out Nate Dog Maroney, Go Dog Jab, everybody else hanging out. This is the chat. Hit the like button, share it with your friends. Really make a happy 328 day. So, you Falcons fans out here, I suppose we do probably have a lot of Falcons fans.
Probably.
In here, I grew up a Falcons fan, a massive one. I've said it on air, so I'm not ashamed of it. No, stop, Aaron, stop fucking drinking the beer.
Oh, shit, I forgot. Stop I'm so it. Thirsty. Damn
stop
it.
Stop it.
Damn it.
Okay, sorry, if you're listening on podcast, today is Chugapalooza. Aaron Murray has to chug a beer since we hit 15K subscribers on YouTube. Shout out to everybody helping. Hit us, Nick, what the fuck, where's the fuckboy fade? Again, guys, god damn it. How many times do I have to explain? Okay. I have a wedding, my brother's wedding. I'm officiating in April. Immediately after that, I'm going to get the fade. When is Memorial Day? Isn't Memorial Day like May?
Somewhere in May. Yes. Somewhere
in May. Thanks to you, Aaron, when I am on the trip of my dreams, I'm going to see the Grateful Dead in the Sphere with the boys, and the only thing I have to pay for is a fucking plane ticket. And I'm going to have this stupid ass fuckboy fade, so I don't want to hear from any of chat or anybody that I'm not committed. Okay,
you're gonna look good
because I'm committed.
What happens until it happens? It's all talk, and then
I'm committed.
One of us will pay their dues today. That's your boy. I do apologize. Allergies kicked my ass this morning, so the face is a little puffy.
I'm loving how immediately insecure chat is making Aaron. YouTube.com/@volumesnaps if you want to watch. Aaron, you look tired as fuck. Aaron, you look like you just woke up. Your eyes do appear to be a little closed. What did you get?
Yes.
So you just got assaulted by cat hair, or like what are you so allergic to?
I got off the. I played a little nine this morning, and I didn't take allergy medicine, and I finished, and I was just. Swollen red, at least the red's gone. I mean, after I was bloodshot red about 20 minutes ago, pollen is peak in ATL right now. It is killing me, but I will suffer through the pain to pay my due and chug this fucking beer.
So before the show, Aaron has five or six times tried to sip from the beer to lessen the amount of beer that he has to chug. I'm sure many of you out there have seen the Aaron Rodgers chug at the game with David Bakhtiari. It was an awful performance, one of the all-time bad chugging performances. And I still think that Aaron Murray's is going to be worse today. Okay, and again, guys, have y'all ever heard of a false equivalency? because I agree it needs to be a full pint. I mean, he has a 12-ounce beer in there. Fill up the glass to the top, first off. The video that I sit in our group text started
15 ounce.
Yeah, now maybe like 12 after all you've drank out of it already. Wow. But the text that I sent to originally start this all, I think I chugged, what was it, a 32 ounce beer?
Because I really am thirsty. Can we?
No, not yet. Because I also need to make one final point. That is a false equivalency. For y'all to sit here and act like this man chugging a single beer is somehow at all the same as me ruining the best hair that I've ever had and going back to a Tim Tebow fuckboy fade. Y'all are so off. I mean, you're being disingenuous and you know that if you believe that. And also Guinness, you got lucky. Guinness is an easy chug.
Is it?
It's so smooth and tasty. Yes. I can suck down a car bomb as to make it basically disappear. Royal Paint says hair grows back. Yeah, over like months. Bro, this beer's going to take air. Stop sipping. I can't shut the glass out of your hand.
I'm smelling it. And I went with Guinness. It was not my choice. So don't just saying I took the easy route out here. This was the people's choice. Yeah, I got lucky. This was
So after Chugapalooza, we'll talk about Jaden Daniels Pro Day. Drake May Pro Day, I believe, going on today. Okay. We'll get to Jaden Daniels' elbow, which is very disconcerting to look at. Who's the number one quarterback? Malik Nabers versus Marvin Harrison Jr. Lincoln Riley says they finally figured out NIL, USC. Huh. So, I mean, Lincoln's back in the biggest way. And then what was the last thing I wanted to get to today? I don't really want to touch on the sports gambling stuff today. That's kind of boring. We can always revisit it if we want to. But Charlie Baker, just real quick, Charlie Baker from the NCAA president's trying to ban prop bets, saying that it kind of negatively impacts players and whatnot with being harassed online, which I we can get to all that. Why are you
like, the chat? No, I'm not laughing. I'm laughing at the chat.
Yeah.
Chug, QB1. That beer's getting hot. Drink, motherfucker.
Yes, good. All right, are we ready then?
I have not chugged a beer probably since college.
Have you ever chugged a beer? I'm not sure.
I don't know, honestly.
Have you ever put a beer to your lips and finished the glass, or finished it before putting the glass down? Ever? Have you ever shotgunned a beer?
I think I've shotgunned. I wouldn't say that I completely emptied the thing, but I did attempt to shotgun.
How many beers? Wait. Real quick. How many beers have you shotgunned in your life?
Not many. Not even finished. I can count them on like one or possibly two hands.
What?
Yeah.
Dude. In college, we used to do the 10 and 30 challenge. You had to shotgun 10 beers in 30 minutes.
I played beer ball, and you know, you'd have to chug beers then, but you never, you know, fully get to finish them. But
beer pong?
No, beer ball. Beer ball was my game.
What is beer ball?
Beer ball is you set up your two cans. You have two cans at the table. They have two cans, and really the winners get hammered. So you have the ball, and you throw it, and as soon as it hits their can, you have to and drink, and then they have to get the ball and put it back on the table. As soon as they put it back on the table, you stop drinking. So the goal is to finish your beers before they finish theirs, but you can only drink when you hit a can. So I was really good at it because I could throw the shit out of it, hit the can, ball go flying, I start drinking.
I'm struggling to see it in my head, but I'm down to maybe play some
you
beer
throw
ball.
The ball at the opponent's can. If it hits the
how
can,
far away are you?
It's a normal table like you're playing beer ball or beer ball.
Trash cans? Why are you saying can?
The can of beer. Can of beer.
Oh, the can
you
of
hit
beer.
The can of beer. If it hits it, you start drinking.
What are you throwing?
A ping pong.
Okay. Yes. Look, I don't know, bro. I've never played beer ball before. It's like I see these kids. I drive by the frat houses at LSU to go pick up my daughter from her school, which is on campus, and I see these frat boys out front like throwing dice like 30 feet in the air trying to make it to the cups. I've never played beer die. I don't even know how beer die works.
GT knows beer ball's tight.
I like beer baseball. You ever play beer baseball?
No.
You line up four cups in a row. Bigger distance if you want to make it harder, like better pitching, but the front cup's a single, you know, double, triple, home run. And then to steal, once you get on base, one person's the catcher, one person's the runner, and it's a game of flip cup. to try to grab an extra base. So whenever the runner takes off, the catcher has to react, and whoever wins flip cup, he's either out or safe. Very fun. Very fun. Very fun. All right. Are we ready then? Here we go.
I was like really pumped about 2 minutes ago, and now all of a sudden my stomach got knots, and I really am not looking forward to this.
Okay, here it is. Chuck, the fact that we're making this big of a deal out of it is a commentary on how inexperienced Aaron is in this regard. Okay, here we go, baby. Let's go, Aaron Murray. Chug that beer. One, two, three, four. Oh, look at our boy, dude. Hey, what, Aaron? That was not bad.
Not bad?
That was not bad.
Not bad. Let's go, baby. Damn. That was smooth.
I told you, Guinness is actually very chuggable. You got lucky.
That was very smooth.
You got lucky. A cold domestic would have gone down harder than that. Bro, I am so proud of you right now.
Thank you. Thank you.
You did not take a break.
No.
It went quick. Yeah. Like, that was not a slow chug. I'm not going to say it was the fastest ever, but that was
my wife says every night.
There's
great and quick.
I mean, look, when you've been married as long as we have, like, he's trying to slap meat for 30 minutes, you know? No, like, let's just both try to come and then keep him.
Yeah, let's just, where's the magic wand? You're good.
Get the Hitachi out. Let's not get it out.
Let's get to our fucking, our Netflix show.
Nick says that was sexy as fuck. I agree. Okay, dude. I am, Aaron, I stand corrected. Mm. I am proud of you. You have way more chugging ability than I thought. And
that doesn't mean a lot coming from you.
And I feel like this is a moment. You know, they asked me the other day, mailbag, what would I change about you? And it was basically be a bit more degenerate, but look at you. you have a little bit of degeneracy hiding underneath that beautiful smile. Woo! Yet. How are we feeling now? Stomach good? You okay? You haven't burped yet.
My eyes feel like shit. But other than that, I feel good.
I agree with Clint Moses. Shout out our favorite Oregon State fan. Aaron keeps his man card. And Jav Solo, you are now worthy of tailgating with LSU fans. There you go, dude. Nice.
Speaking of Oregon State, where's our Washington fan at? Where's our number one Washington fan?
He DM'd me. Cincinnati. He DM'd me not long ago, but I always forget to read my Twitter DMs. I'll have to check it out and make sure he's okay.
Yeah.
Turner Young. Emil says, get the Sibian out and we're done in 10 minutes, bro. Sibian don't take no 10 minutes, bro. I mean, it's a long time on the Sibian. I mean, you don't think we can get a little bit quicker than that?
What's a Sibian?
It's like that Howard Stern. I feel like that was my first introduction to the Sibian. It's like kind of like that vibrator that you like sit on. But it's like just, oof, I mean, how deep do we want to go into
this? Is
it
for him or is it for a he or a she?
I mean, I always thought for C. I've never actually personally used the Sibian. I'm a Hitachi man myself. Yes, Nuju. Should we get to 420K? I mean, that would be incredible. We do something crazy there. But if we get to like 42K, we'll make Aaron smoke weed.
There we go.
And just
I will do it for 42K.
He looks high right now.
I look high, but I will gladly get extremely high if we get the 42K.
Yeah, look, I'll say this. Lock has said, don't be close minded, doesn't have to be gendered. Yeah, I agree. Look, let's be clear about that. Vibrators are not just for the female. It feels incredible for all parties involved. Mm-hmm. Like that's why they're so much fun to use. They're the best.
Yeah.
Somebody said every night, you mean every other Tuesday? Yeah, that's another thing. Once you get married, that's probably a bit more accurate. Maybe not as much for Aaron.
Two or three times a week.
Two or three times a week still. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Proud of you, dude.
It's proud those of you. Those pills I told you about, but whatever. Let's get to the show.
Yeah. the yellow jacket gas station pills.
Yes.
Taking those, but all that happened is I'm getting these anxiety attacks. I start to sweat. My heart feels like it's pounding really hard. Ashley Megan says, gotta get the Wii Vibe sync. Hold on. Let me
I like the Wii Vibe. You can control with your phone.
What's that? I don't know what this is. Okay. Nick, if T-Bob's on with Colin at some point, you must tell Coward the vibrator information. Well, we'll have some more news on that in the near future, but I don't know that I would count on it. necessarily. All right, let's get into today's show, though. We are not doing Zaf's Mailbag, Goat Dog, but we can because, to be fair, I don't have a ton of topics that I really feel like. I mean, I can sit here and bullshit for an hour. It's basically what we do. But if I'm being honest about my motivations, I don't know that we have a ton of strong topics today. What a teaser show.
Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical. Black Buffalo products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of nicotine or tobacco. If you're an adult age 21 and older and use nicotine or tobacco, I want to tell you about an American-made success story in Black Buffalo's award-winning nicotine pouches. Black Buffalo's nicotine pouches are not owned by Big Tobacco. They're an independent company proudly built right here in the USA for 21 and over adult consumers. Black Buffalo was built by dippers with decades of smokeless tobacco use. They believed the market wanted tobacco alternative nicotine products that offered the best of both worlds. Bold flavor, full pouches. What are they made of? It's pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves, food grade ingredients, and pharmaceutical grade nicotine. Most importantly, there's no tobacco leaf or stem. All proudly made right here in the USA. So if you're 21 and older, consume nicotine or tobacco, and want to join the Black Buffalo herd, head over to blackbuffalo.com to learn more. You can order nicotine pouches online, and they ship directly to most states. Or check out the store locator to purchase pouches at thousands of retail locations around the country. Black Buffalo Tobacco Alternative. Bold flavor, full pouches.
JLab has something for everyone with earbuds and headphones that are as versatile as you are. Perfect for calls, listening to podcasts, and working out. They are built for every single moment. JLab is proud to partner with powerhouse college athletics. UCLA, Duke, Gonzaga, Indiana, St. John's, TCU, Vanderbilt, Arkansas, Minnesota, San Diego State, and more. From lively tailgates to coaches' play calling and courtside rivalries to college athletics NIL deals, JLab joins the action and connects with 182 million plus college sports fans nationwide. They're excited to partner with 17 D1 college schools, showcasing their passion and loyalty of fans and athletes across the United States. Whether creating cutting-edge tech products or pursuing athletic greatness, being the best takes hard work and commitment. JLab is proud to partner with schools who are showcasing the hard work, perseverance, and even the championship celebrations across all college sports. Use code SNAPS25 for 25% off your order. Visit JLab.com to find your kind of tech.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Jaden Daniels had his pro day yesterday. And in case you missed it, Jaden Daniels' elbow started making the rounds. CT, can you throw up a picture of his elbow? So at first, Aaron, do you remember that those pictures of like Randy Johnson when we were younger that you used to see where he'd be mid-throw and his elbow would be like bent backwards, looking like he was about to snap? So at first I thought, okay, this is just completely natural. Yes, it does look like an outcropping of rock that Rafiki raises. Okay, Simba
we can take it down. We can take it down.
No, leave it out there. It is disconcerting to look at. Absolutely, right? But at first I just thought this was a funny live action picture caught. But according to a doctor on Twitter, this appears to be olecranon bursitis, which is simply inflammation of the bursa to protect the bone underneath. And no big deal. And you don't have to worry. Jaden Daniels' elbow does not look like that in everyday life. That is a function of it being swollen and then him throwing. It's just he's so thin and his muscles are so defined that it all looks so like hard cut.
Looks awful. As long as it doesn't, if it doesn't bother him and it doesn't affect the throwing and it doesn't cause for more concerned if he lands awkwardly on his. I've had that burst, actually. You talk about that sack.
Yeah.
I've had it burst, and it's a pain in the absolute ass. So if it's something that protects him, then good.
Well,
for
I think
him,
it, but... I think it's that same thing, but without it bursting.
Yeah.
It's saying that he gets hit, you get hit in the elbow, and that swells up to protect the bone against fracturing. Mm. But it does not burst. If you go to the burst, then yeah, then that gets even crazier.
Yeah, it's not fun.
George says that's a nasty weenus.
Yeah.
That's your that's like that skin of your elbow, right? That was a great elementary school joke. Want to see my weenus? Or I bet you can't kiss your weenus.
I want to ask you this, and it's always hard asking you an LSU question because you are so much worse than me when it comes to not being biased to our former universities. But is Jaden the number two quarterback? You just talked about, you know, Drake May is having his pro day. JJ McCarthy had actually a pretty good pro day the other day. I know a lot of hype about him. I still don't really get the hype around Bo Nix. I'm just flabbergasted every time.
Yeah, I don't understand it.
Put Bo Nix inside the top 20. I'm like, dude, Bo Nix is a third round quarterback in my mind, but people fucking love him for some reason. I don't get it. I think Jaden's two. I think Jaden's two. I'm taking Jaden second. Jaden should be the second quarterback of the board. I think that, and I do feel like that's kind of the momentum right now from things I'm hearing is Jaden has securely overtaken Drake May for that number two spot.
Well, he's got significantly better film than May.
Yes.
And more.
He also has significantly better talent around him.
Yeah. Yeah. No doubt. No doubt. So you have to decide. Yeah. And May had to deal with a coaching change, right? Yeah. Whereas he was in a very stable situation, the most stable situation he'd ever been in his entire career. Like, there's no doubt that Drake May missed Phil Longo last season. So, that becomes an eye of the beholder situation, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of the problem with all this stuff, right? Like, Dan Orlovsky's on Get Up today talking about he thinks that Jaden Daniels is the best quarterback prospect of the big three, even more so than Caleb Williams, saying, look, you look at the film and Jaden Daniels has the best processing in terms of making the correct decisions. He has the best ball placements. He describes accuracy as knowing where to go with the ball and then ball placement as can you put it in that window. I kind of think ball placement is actually, but whatever. Basically saying Jaden knows where to go with it, can put it there the best, and throws the cleanest deep ball and has the most athleticism, which you could argue. I just don't know that I have a lot of My thing is, and this is why, again, I'm not trying to shit on like our own show, but I just don't know that I have a lot of juice for it because it's going to come down to opinion. Are you a coach that feels more comfortable with your more traditional giant white guy like a Drake May and everything you've seen there? Or are you a coach that's willing to go with a guy that's maybe a little skinnier, a little slighter in frame, a la Jaden Daniels, but throws maybe the best deep ball of anybody in this draft and can run faster than anybody in this draft. But are you worried about having a running quarterback? So it's like,
well, you know, this is better. I know everyone goes crazy when we do the comparison game. They go absolute ape shit. But let's just be honest. These two quarterbacks resemble two quarterbacks in the NFL.
Yes.
Lamar Jackson, JD, and Caleb with Patrick Mahomes. They do. Jaden is those a far better passer, coming out of college, and may honestly be a better passer right now than what what he is there in Baltimore.
Let's be careful with the right now stuff on Lamar Jackson.
Okay, but coming out of college, yes. But if you're saying like who are their games most like, would you not agree Lamar for Jaden, Patrick for Caleb?
Oh, 1,000%. And then May is Aaron Rodgers. It's not to say they're going to be these guys, but those are the body styles and the styles of play that they represent.
Who's won the Super Bowl over the past 4 years? More Super Bowls than once. It's been Patrick Mahomes.
But is that because of Pat Mahomes' style or because it's Pat Mahomes? Again, he is not going to be Pat Mahomes.
If I'm trying to get a quarterback that right now matches the best quarterback in the NFL style wise, is that not Caleb Williams?
Yes, because Pat Mahomes is the best in the NFL. But again, I don't know that I believe that Kansas City is winning games because of the style that Pat Mahomes plays with.
I think why is it not? He is doing things that we haven't seen quarterbacks do at a consistent rate. He takes care of the football. He's able to make plays inside and outside the pocket. Crazy manipulation with the football. Like all things that I've seen
Caleb Williams
do at USC.
Yes, yes. But so Jeff Solas, is it his style that makes him difficult to defend? Yes and no. It's ultimately, though, the execution of the style, right?
Oh, yeah.
You can play Mahomes. You can play Mahomes and you can play wild and everything. But Caleb Williams also, how many picks did he end up throwing last year? I feel like that style got him into trouble last year at times, where he was trying to overpush, overmake plays. He did have a good play. He really missed his offensive line. That is true.
He missed his offensive line. His receivers took a significant drop from the year before. They weren't a good football team. They were once again a horrendous defense, and they did not have the supporting cast on offense to really help him out. But when you see the plays that he did make consistently for the past two seasons, I don't know, but I love the style, man. I love everything that he has shown me on film that he's capable of doing. You put him, which is going to be a tough suit, on a better offense, which helped. I mean, right now, the Bears have done a great job of getting receivers, of building an offense, that you put a quarterback in there. He should be able to have success early on in his career. So, I don't know. I'm a believer. I don't think we should overthink the situation.
I want to be clear, though. I am not saying that I think Jaden Daniels better than Caleb Williams. Like, again, I'm saying that if anything,
and I'm not trying to say like I don't like Williams. Jaden. I love
Jaden. No, I know. But if anything, I'd probably go Williams just because the hive mind's that and they put more work in it than I do. Right. What I am saying is, though, I push back a little bit against of, well, he plays in Pat Mahomes style, so that's why he should be the number one pick. Well, because like he still has to execute like that.
Yes.
It's like, in the same way, who's been the most successful regular season quarterback since he's entered the league? It's been Lamar Jackson. I mean, two MVPs. He's got an unreal starting record that is unparalleled. But again, will Jaden Daniels execute to the level that a Lamar Jackson does? Will he be able to use his legs as well as Lamar does? Will he be able to like when he's on a more even playing field and he's not thrown to a Malik Nabers and a Brian Thomas and have an offensive line that's beating everybody's ass? Like, will he be able to do what Lamar Jackson does? I don't know. I don't know these things. So again, comp, yes, but I don't know that that's going to be my deciding factor in just the style of play being where I draft them. And same with Drake May. Will Drake May be like Aaron Rodgers? I don't know, but it's certainly what he looks like and kind of how he moves and the rocket arm that he has.
I mean, are we anticipating three quarterbacks, first three picks of the draft? Bears, Washington, Patriots?
I wouldn't see why not.
Yeah,
I mean, right?
Unless someone trades out of it, but I mean, it's going to be 1, 2, 3.
Now, but even if somebody trades out, nobody's trading up to select something other than a quarterback, right?
Yes.
So, like, even if somebody trades back, it may not be the teams that are there right now, but if you trade back, you're still going to take one of those guys. Mm-hmm. And then if you don't, you're going to get desperate, and then you're going to be like, oh, now I got to jump at J.J. McCarthy, and then
I think there's a massive, massive drop from the first three to the next. And I know, like, everyone is very high on JJ. Was it mind blown that they're so enamored with Bo Nix? Then obviously Michael Penix Jr. I mean, like, some people have six quarterbacks who win the first round. And I get the quarterbacks were not great in the NFL this past year, and like this is a quarterback needy league, and you know, you utilize a salary cap to your advantage. You get a rookie quarterback on a 4-year deal. You build the roster around him, and hopefully you hit gold. But I just don't see anyone really hitting gold with Bo Nix. Maybe JJ, because I do think JJ has certain things that I like. We just haven't seen the intangibles.
He has the raw athleticism. You just don't have the tape.
Bo is average as hell.
Yeah.
Average.
I agree with that, but this is also why I lose some passion for these arguments. Brock Purdy looked average as hell after his senior year at Iowa. Like, they had a really good junior year. Him and Breece Hall had all that hype, and then Brock Purdy didn't do shit that last year. And then he was irrelevant.
But that goes to the thumb of it depends on the situation you're put in.
Yeah.
You're put in San Francisco in that offense with the playmakers around you. And not once again, like, I know this is the whole argument with him as a quarterback, but listen, you start gaining some confidence and you have players around you that can make plays. It makes your job a little bit easier and you go from there. Ashley brought up Spencer Rattler might be the breakout sleeper of the quarterbacks, in my opinion. I was going to save that for later in the show when we were talking about sleepers.
Oh, okay.
He was my
let's go ahead he's and do my that. Number we'll one just quarterback. Go into sleepers now because I don't have one.
So Spencer, if I was doing quarterback, Spencer was my number one quarterback sleeper because I think you can get Spencer third, fourth round.
Yeah,
good, great value for him. A guy that's played 4 years of football, has played in multiple systems, and I thought was absolutely tremendous this past year without any support. Top receiver was banged up the entire season. Offensive line may have been the worst offensive line in college football. And he just made play after play after play after play after play. So, like, I think if you can get him third, fourth round, I would say that would be a way better get than getting a Bo Nix in the first round.
Maybe kind of friendly to Spencer, too, because he won't be dealing with the team picking at the top of the draft necessarily. Mm-hmm. So he could get, like, he could get in a friendly situation, like a good team potentially.
Yeah, but he'd be a backup. I mean, he's going to be a backup. That's the difference.
Yeah, but that's also not bad because what if they don't have their guy and then he's allowed to compete and he beats him out? I mean, Russell Wilson was a mid-round pick that ended up beating out Matt Flynn when they thought Flynn was going to be the guy, and then he goes on to lead them to a couple of Super Bowls to play in him. There's also – oh, when else did this happen? I mean, I guess Purdy's not unlike that as well. Like, I think and this is not just to hop on the Dallas Cowboys clickbait bandwagon – but Dallas is in an awkward-ass spot at quarterback with Dak going to the final year of this contract. And they definitely, I do not feel like they have the appetite to pay him over $40 million a year with the playoff struggles he had. So, I don't know, do you take like a mid-round flyer on a Rattler and just see what he can do? And
I would.
Maybe then he's like your bridge. Maybe he's like your bridge after he gets a year under Dak. I don't know.
I think if you need some quarterback depth or you have a older quarterback or guy that you're not 100% sold on, I would 100% take Spencer mid-round, third, fourth pick.
Rattler also interesting because one of the few guys being drafted that may actually benefit from going to the NFL in that he should be playing on a team that's on a more even playing field than a lot of what he dealt with this last year at South Carolina, where his team was pretty bad compared to the ones they were going against. Like his offensive line just constantly getting wrecked.
What's the opposite of Jaden? I mean, Jaden was the best offense in the country. And was I'm not here to bash Jaden. I think Jaden is the number two pick in the NFL draft. Like, give it to him 100%. You know, go pay that man, make him a franchise quarterback. But he was he had, to me, in my opinion, the best offensive line in America at LSU, the best receiving core in America.
Yeah.
He was in the perfect situation, and he gained confidence. He went out there and flourished, and he took advantage of it. Spencer didn't. So, yeah, I'm interested to see a guy that does have a lot of talent, a guy that has the arm, has the athleticism, maybe not obviously to the same extent that Jaden does, but you do put him in a better situation. I think he could have a pretty decent career.
Dude, Ashley's right, too. Rattler, just phonetically – sounds like a cowboy. Imagine if he went on to be a great Dallas Cowboy quarterback and his fucking name is Spencer Rattler. That is some country cowboy Dallas shit right there. Lockett, he says, I'll be a little bummed if someone named Rattler doesn't end up in the Southwest. Yes, anywhere in the Southwest, Rattler plays. What about Jordan Travis? Says Jordan White. That's interesting. I have not thought about Jordan Travis at all during this time. Aaron?
No. I think
no Jordan at all? Not an NFL quarterback at all?
Not an NFL quarterback.
Oh, wow.
I think Jordan will get drafted sometime in the sixth round, if not undrafted. Someone will take a flyer on Joe Milton. I mean, you just have those physical gifts.
He's working out with Jordan Palmer now, too. And Jordan Palmer has worked magic on guys like Josh Allen and Joe Burrow.
Listen, I was in the same draft class as Logan Thomas, who now is a tight end in the NFL.
Was he
Logan is the same way. Yeah, from Virginia Tech. Logan, massive. Love Logan. Logan and I are in the same class together. Got to know each other really well during like Elite 11 camp stuff. Logan is like, whatever. He's like 6'5", 260, has 11-inch hands. 11-inch hands. The football looks like a baseball in his hand. Incredible. And Arizona took a shot on him, and I think it was like the fourth round, because it's like, you know what, this is a guy that is 6'5", 11-inch hands, can throw the ball 100 yards. Like, we'll see if we can work some magic with him. It's like, why wouldn't you take a chance on Joe Milton with athleticism, doing backflips? I mean, he threw like a 70-yard bomb yesterday in his pro day in the middle of the ball being in the air, did a backflip. Like, crazy athlete, incredible athlete. Someone will take a chance on Joe Milton somewhere in the fourth or fifth round. And I would too. Like, you're not paying him anything at that point.
Yeah. Nick says, no way, Joe Milton. I don't trust the dude at all. That thing, it's not about trust at that point in the draft. Like, most of your late picks aren't going to make the roster anyway. And so high upside can actually become more exciting to a team than,
like, I would take Joe Milton over Devin Leary. I would take him over Michael Pratt.
Jordan Travis, you're saying?
Jordan Travis, Sam Hartman.
Chad is asking about Sam Hartman.
I think Sam Hartman's, you know, somewhere in that like fifth, sixth round.
Do you think he's an NFL quarterback, though?
No.
He's not even a backup.
Backups come in all sizes.
That's true. That's fair.
Yeah. I think backups are guys that does, you know, once again, I'll bring up the Chase Daniels thing. Like, do what Chase did, and you have a chance to be a backup. But like, if I'm a guy, if I'm someone, so like, listen, if I'm a GM and we're in the fourth round and I'm going to start taking a chance on a quarterback, like, hey, I really don't need certain positions. Maybe I need some depth. I want to, you know, to experiment. One, I'm going Spencer. So like, this is the way it's going to play out. Like, you could have six quarterbacks taken in the first two rounds, if not in the first round. Caleb, Jaden, Drake for sure in the first round. I think JJ's for sure in the first round.
Yeah, it feels like that.
I don't think Bo deserves in the first round, but there's so much hype. Maybe Bo and Michael Penix are somewhere in the first or second round. I think we have a little bit of a break.
Isn't Penix maybe second round in that way?
Yeah, so say first second round.
Okay.
I think we get a little bit of a break. And then once you start getting to the fourth round, if teams start wanting to take a chance on the quarterback, I think to me it's Spencer next. And then I would take a chance on Joe. I think he's just stupid gifted. Why the hell would you not?
And I know a lot of y'all are probably like, well, what the fuck? Didn't we just play this game with Joe Milton? But again, Joe Milton, go watch the clip from the combine that we talked about. He throws it 80 yards. Joe Milton has that sexy bad boy appeal where you're like, you know what? I can fix him.
Yes.
I know he's cheated on every girlfriend he's ever had. He has obviously shown me nothing to think that he won't cheat on me as well, but I am not them. Yep. And I will be able to fix this man. So we will, I don't know. I mean, I understand where you're getting at. What I'm saying is I agree with you at that point in the draft that, you're just kind of willing to Uncle Rico it. And how about Caleb Williams? One thing we didn't talk about yet. Caleb's fit at the USC basketball game. A pretty bold. So it's kind of making the rounds because he had painted nails. He had a pink. But not like fuck Utah. Like manicured painted nails. Had a pink phone case and looked like he had lip gloss on, like damn near lipstick. And I don't care. I think if you listen to this show enough, you know that I don't give a fuck. You do you. I support all gay rights in every sense. I don't even think sexuality is binary. I think it's fluid. I think it's a scale. I think like you're somewhere, you're like kind of gay, but mostly straight, or maybe kind of just dead damn near in the middle, like whatever. I don't care. I do think it's interesting though. This is going to like, will this not freak some NFL front offices out? Like NFL front office guys are pretty fucking traditional macho.
They are a very traditional macho.
Like,
I don't think so. I think he's too good.
Good. And I would love it. Like, I think it'd be tight as fuck if he went out and balled in the NFL and still did this, right? Like, leaned into it even more. Like, got into some real.
I feel like fashion for NFL has gone not maybe to wearing pink.
Pretty gay.
But.
Come on, guys. Just a joke.
But these guys are very fashion forward. I mean, these guys take their fashion pretty seriously. Like Sundays are like a fashion show in the NFL now.
Yeah.
It's always about like who's wearing what or who's dressing who. And we, I mean, hell, we just saw Dion and Shadur go over to Paris for fashion week, for goodness sakes. Like fashion and football somehow collided, for goodness sakes. Yeah.
Hey, you know how, Aaron, it's called fucking money. When you have it, you get into fashion. It's just what you do because you want to look good and try to look better than your friends.
I don't know. The offensive line.
Because you're in the public stage all the time. What? Because they have the least amount of money and they're the most insecure about their looks. And so they go the opposite way. You're like, I don't need fashion. I don't need this or that because I'm a man. I'm going to go, I'm gonna not wear a shirt when it's cold outside and whatnot. I found it to be, Emil says it's like Dennis Rodman didn't exist in the 90s. To be fair, yes, nobody pushed it harder and crazier than did Rodman. But I think there is, but Rodman was always allowed to because Jordan was your dependable, this is the American hero right here. Michael Jordan, look at him.
Jordan was the guy. Like Caleb as the quarterback is viewed as the
guy.
That's
what I'm saying. Being QB1 and rocket lip gloss and pink nails and pink phone case, that's a statement. That's big time. So I hope he fucking balls out. I just wonder. I mean, I love that now he's going to have to answer questions about that from his from scouts and whatnot. Caleb Williams has been the expected 1-1 for so long. We've already been like 6 months of nitpicking every single part of his game. Now we're going at him for having a pink phone and painting gels. So I do want to be clear about this because I feel like in bringing it up, I'm going to be lumped in a lot of people who are very angry and or offended by this. I just think it's an interesting choice because some front office guys will be like, I don't like that.
Yeah, at the end of the day, he only cares about one front office, and that's the Bears. That's true. So
also, though, it's the lip gloss for me, dude. Paint nails, no problem. Pink, no problem. Lip gloss, I'm kind of like, ooh, okay. I see you, Caleb. You get a little frisky here, huh? Mm. What you trying to say, bro? Okay, do your thing. No, and I know you're not talking about us necessarily, Emil, but I feel like sometimes you can bring things up and be lumped into groups that have an opinion that you don't want to. Brad Bush says, Cam Newton dressed like a woman going to the Kentucky Derby. He made it work. Yeah, look, Cam... But he did that later, right? He didn't do that when he was at the peak of his powers as much, which bums me out. But even though there's nothing better than Cam Newton's game manager Brock Purdy take as he's fucking dressed like a nutcracker. I mean, it made me genuinely happy. All right, let's go to DraftKings, and then we get back. I want to talk about these receivers a bit more on the other side. The thrill and excitement of March Mania is here, and DraftKings Sportsbook, one of America's top-rated sportsbook apps, is giving new customers a shot to turn $5 into $150 instantly in bonus bets with any college basketball bet. So, you want to ride with the Cinderella throughout the tourney, or you want to keep it chalky with the one seeds? Everything you need is right there at the tap of a button. And North Carolina listeners, don't forget, DraftKings Sportsbook is now live in your state. So what are you waiting for? Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app, use code TBOB, and new customers can bet $5 to get $150 instantly in bonus bets only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code TBOB, T-B-O-B. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 and over, age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. One no-sweat bet per new customer. Issued as one bonus bet based on amount of initial losing bet. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/promos for deposit, wagering, and eligibility restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical. Black Buffalo products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of nicotine or tobacco. If you're an adult age 21 and older and use nicotine or tobacco, I want to tell you about an American-made success story in Black Buffalo's award-winning nicotine pouches. Black Buffalo's nicotine pouches are not owned by Big Tobacco. They're an independent company proudly built right here in the USA for 21 and over adult consumers. Black Buffalo was built by dippers with decades of smokeless tobacco use. They believed the market wanted tobacco alternative nicotine products that offered the best of both worlds. Bold flavor, full pouches. What are they made of? It's pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves, food-grade ingredients, and pharmaceutical-grade nicotine. Most importantly, there's no tobacco leaf or stem. All proudly made right here in the USA. So if you're 21 and older, consume nicotine or tobacco, and want to join the Black Buffalo herd, head over to blackbuffalo.com to learn more. You can order nicotine pouches online, and they ship directly to most states. Or check out the store locator to purchase pouches at thousands of retail locations around the country. Black Buffalo Tobacco Alternative. Bold flavor, full pouches.
JLab has something for everyone with earbuds and headphones that are as versatile as you are. Perfect for calls, listening to podcasts, and working out. They are built for every single moment. JLab is proud to partner with powerhouse college athletics. UCLA, Duke, Gonzaga, Indiana, St. John's, TCU, Vanderbilt, Arkansas, Minnesota, San Diego State, and more. From lively tailgates to coaches play calling and courtside rivalries to college athletics and NIL deals, JLabs joins the action and connects with 182 million plus college sports fans nationwide. They're excited to partner with 17 D1 college schools, showcasing their passion and loyalty of fans and athletes across the United States. Whether creating cutting-edge tech products or pursuing athletic greatness, being the best takes hard work and commitment. JLab is proud to partner with schools who are showcasing the hard work, perseverance, and even the championship celebrations across all college sports. Use code SNAPS25 for 25% off your order. Visit JLab.com to find your kind of tech.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All right. So, really, though, Jaden Daniels was not the story of LSU Pro Day yesterday, Aaron. It was Malik Nabers, who ran a 4.35 40. That would have been fourth of the combine. He had a 42 inch vert. That'd have been second. A 10.9 broad. I think that would have been sixth. And then he benched 225 20 times.
Damn.
Which would have been fifth. I'm gonna look that up real quick because I was impressed for his size. I was like, okay, I see you there, Malik. But 15, 225 reps. Still, for wide receivers, pretty strong. That would have been fifth. What do you think, man? Marvin Harrison Jr. choosing not to work out at all at Pro Day, not to work out at all at the combine. Malik goes out there, puts up these numbers. Who should be wide receiver one, Malik or Marvin?
I'm still going Marvin one. I think this is, I almost say it's like the quarterback situation where, like, you know, depends on, you know, what flavor you like, what are you feeling that day. But I think quarterbacks are a little bit different because I would say most GMs and head coaches would still favor Caleb Williams. I do think this is a little bit different where it is a truly of which receiver do you fit, you know, believe fits best within your system. I'm going Marvin. Route running a little bit bigger, which I like. You know, Malik's 6 foot, Marvin Harrison 6'3". I like the guy that's a little bit of a bigger on the bigger side. Those three extra inches go a long way. But I mean, both great. I mean, both are going to be top seven, top 10 picks. Both very similar, can move around, can play the outside, can play the inside. I just think that Marvin with the size has really answered every question for me based on the film. Can take over a football game, incredible catch, incredible balance, route running ability, just absolute perfection. So I take him one. I think Marvin one, Malik's like a, you know, if Marvin goes at five, Malik will go at seven.
Yeah, I agree in that. I think that if we tier it, it's Marvin and Malik, and then you get to Odunze and the rest of the crew. Like, I do believe
I would take Beach. I would take Brian Thomas.
But that's what I mean, though. But, like, Marvin and Malik are in a tier unto themselves, and then you get to the next tier, which would be, like, Odunze, Brian Thomas.
Xavier Worthy,
A.D. Mitchell, maybe somewhere in that crew as well. But I mean, so you can't go wrong, right? It has been interesting, though, a lot of LSU voices trying to paint it as, like, and maybe there's the one thing I will say for Malik is he does seem to have that absolute dog in him where he wasn't actually shying away from this. He was like, look, I want to be wide receiver one. Mm-hmm. And, like, asked Justin Jefferson, what do you think he wanted to be? And he didn't. Look what he did. Like, and he's like, if I don't get it, I'm going to prove that I should. Yeah. Have been wide receiver one, where Marvin seems to have a little bit more of, like, I'm just going to put my head down. Look, fuck all this testing shit. Like, I'm practicing football. And if you draft me, you go get a player, regardless of where.
I think I think for me as a quarterback, I think it's the size.
Six foot is hard.
Big difference.
Won't Malik operate more out of the slot and Marvin more on the outside anyway?
No, you can do both. I mean, like, if you want to do LSU comparisons here, like, OBJ was in the outside and inside. I think these guys, in today's game, and we've seen it in college, you have to be versatile. You have to play the inside, you have to play on the outside. I think both these guys are savvy enough to be able to do both. We've seen both guys be able to do that. I mean, hell, I talked to the LSU staff last year about this, like, moving Malik around, trying to get him matched up was one of their keys over and over again every single week. Obviously Marvin has it in his DNA. Like, it is in his blood playing receiver. He's a pro's pro. But 6'3 to 6 foot, if you're kind of just like, okay, I got two guys that in my mind are the same. I love both of them. Both of them are top 10 talent. I'm going with a guy that's 6'3 over 6 foot.
It's it is crazy to me that Malik Nabers, who almost didn't even get an offer to LSU, despite being from Louisiana, was about to go to Mississippi State, is now LSU's all-time leading receiver.
Mm-hmm.
He has the most catches ever with 184, and he has the most yards ever with 3,002 or 3,003, somewhere around there. So shout out Malik. Look, I don't think you can go wrong. Malik though certified his high draft status yesterday in Pro Day. Jordan White says no one talking about Keon Coleman whatsoever. We were talking about Keon Coleman on my local radio show yesterday from a Saints perspective. I would love in the second round if the Saints wanted to draft Keon Coleman. I mean, you want to talk about you need help in the red zone? Whew. Go get that big motherfucker because he's giant. He's strong. He's great
at strong catches.
When you try to fight him. So, look, this wide receiver class is absurd.
That's interesting too. Like, it is a very I love the receiving. Like, this is probably the best receiving core that we've seen from our class. I mean, hell, look even further deep. Like, you may be able to get like a Troy Franklin out of Oregon in the late second round, third round.
Tez Walker. Yeah.
You know, hell, you get Ricky Purcell, Jermaine Byrne.
Roman Wilson.
Yeah.
From Michigan is great.
It's a deep,
dominated the Senior Bowl.
Deep class of receivers. Very deep class of receivers.
I mean, look, George says, you had Jaden Daniels versus Kyle McCord talking about the Marvin versus Malik. Like, who had the benefit there? That's why, again, like, debating Marvin versus Malik, I don't really. There's no real objective answer. You can have your opinion, and that's fine, but, like, there's too many variables in play.
Got any thoughts on the running backs from Maroney Land Music yet? The running back class sucks. That's my thought. I mean, it's just
when running back average sucks as
it's
well.
Very, very average class.
Running back as a whole, just in the NFL meta right now, is just in such a tough spot because the problem with running back is. Like, yes, 99% of guys, let's say, will not be able to do what, like, prime Derrick Henry does, right? Yep. But they can do enough of what Derrick Henry does as to be serviceable. Where, like, the upside that fully investing in a running back offers is maybe not as high as spending that money elsewhere and just getting enough out of that position.
When's the first running back taken off the board? Late second,
I don't know the draft like that. I don't know.
I mean, you won't hear running back.
Who is the top running back?
Jonathan Brooks. I mean, maybe Corum. Yeah, Trey Benson at Florida State.
I think Trey Benson didn't even have a good year. I felt like I never even heard about Trey Benson this year.
Marshawn Lloyd. Look, remember we talked a lot about Marshawn Lloyd being the season. Like, he looked good. He looked better than he did, but he kind of died off towards the end of the season. But I feel like that's USC as a whole. Kind of everyone died off a little bit.
Well, don't worry. They're not going to die off anymore because where was it? Let me find it here. Lincoln Riley has said that USC's figured out NIL. Saying NIL's taken some monster leaps since we have been here. Taking some monster leaps the past several months. It's been really positive. It's great for our fan base, supporters, for everybody. Just been gaining an understanding of what is imperative. You have to have it. And he basically goes on to say, like, you know, that being in LA, they got all these sorts of outsized deals, but what they maybe didn't grasp at the time was, like, you have to have it from your donors, your already main donors in your collective, so that you can kind of manage it better. And basically goes on to say again that they basically learned that it's not like great to have, it's not a want, that it is an imperative, and that USC has figured that out. And then they just flip a couple guys from UGA, maybe
from Georgia.
Yeah.
Listen, if you got the money, as we've seen, you could build a team, you could build them fast. Ole Miss put together a ton of money. You see what they did. You saw what Ohio State did with the money. USC, you're in LA, you have an incredible brand. You are now part of the Big Ten. I know there's a lot of excitement for the fan base being part of that conference now. If you can just get buy-in from the fans, which technically means like legit buy-in, like can you get them to open up their checkbook to purchase players? Why would you not want to go to USC? Like if you got a call from USC and says, hey, yo, T-Bob, I'll give you $100,000 to come be the center for USC. Come live in LA.
I don't think the environments are as tight. Like I'd rather go to if it's just about money, I'd rather go to a Texas and be in that stadium in Austin or even I don't know. I'm just talking about what I would do. I don't really want to live in LA. I mean, I guess if you have money in LA, it's great, but your money's going to go less far there than anywhere else. But maybe that's just an old man opinion.
Yeah, I think it's old man opinion.
Yeah.
Imagine being 18 saying, I'm about to make six figures as a USC football player.
Yeah. Imagine being 18.
That too.
Yeah, but now you're like, okay, but what if I go to Florida and I have no income tax? I go to Miami and don't compared to 50% income. I don't know. These are the weird things that they're gonna have to
True.
That these young guys are starting to have to make decisions.
Mm-hmm. True.
Anyway, that'll do it for today's show. Hearts in the chat, claps in the chat, big W out of QB1 here today. I mean, the chug was simply fantastic. It went so quick. I think y'all let him off the hook a little bit with the Guinness, but still, I'd be lying if I said I wasn't very proud of our guy. I will be in Mexico for Monday and Tuesday next week, but I'm still planning on doing the episode. So barring technical difficulties, I'll just be doing it on location. And just want to say we love you. Thank you. Stick with us. Continue to share the show. Hit the like button, all that sort of stuff. And there's going to be some big news coming around the corner, and y'all are going to be more important than ever. So we will get there when we get there. But thank you all so much.
Thank you. Great Easter.
At Gunter. Everybody have a very happy Easter. Guess what, Aaron? I'm getting ready to play Thaddeus tonight in my church. One of the disciples in the crucifixion of Christ. And we had dress rehearsals last night. I'm feeling good about it. I think I should have lines. I don't. I think I should get to play a Roman soldier as well. I have not. But whatever. You know, that's they fun. Can't see the talent. And they have it. Thank you so much, guys. We love you, and we'll see you on Monday for some more Snaps Live.
The Volume. MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.